Okay. Is there another comment?
My comment is to postpone. I think that we have plenty of time to come up with a policy. Let the working group do its job. To do this and do this at this point, nobody has the information that we need to even to deal with this motion. And so let the working group do its job. They'll come back with a motion, see what they come up with.
Okay. Are there more comments? Okay. So again, so the motion is to postpone until after the budget is approved. And are there people opposed?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Can we go to a vote, please?
Could I ask one more point of information before we vote?
Point of information, sure.
Yes.
Please.
As I understand the resolution, it involves bonuses or cost of living increases. It does not include merit raises. So if there is if management reviews a person's work and decides to change their salary, does that not apply here?
This is just my position on that the salary of an individual and the negotiation of the merit or the increase on an individual basis, or if there's some been discussion, that's kind of like personnel related. So, you know, it's part of that's more personnel related. You know, we don't want to discuss individuals.
I'm not interested in discussing any individual, but because I guess I'm asking this question of Dave. Dave, your resolution has to do with bonuses and also with cost of living. Does it include merit raises?
It should, yes.
Okay, that's the answer. Okay, so can we go to a vote?
Does it? So do we need to put that in there?
We're voting on a motion to postpone.
Yeah
exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, the vote near is on the motion to postpone. So, can we have a vote near? Are there any other points of order? Okay. We'd like to go to a vote, please.
Okay. I wasn't here for roll call, so I'm not sure who's
okay.
here.
Okay. We have...
it's okay. Let me just... If they're not here, they're not here. It'll be faster.
Okay.
Alan?
Yes, postpone.
Rawline?
Yes, postpone, please.
Edwards?
Yes, postpone.
Gatewood?
Not here.
Okay. Adelson?
No.
Heffley?
No.
Bediako?
Yes.
McFaul is no. Lane? Hicks?
Yes, postpone.
We have 5 yes, 3 no.
Okay, so the motion to postpone until after the budget is approved passes. Okay, so can we move to the next agenda item? And that would be...
APSA or...
We need to get to that. Can we just have it? This was another action item for Hicks was on the reserve subgroup. The question is, did you reconvene?
Well, we had actually come up with some sample language, which Brian and I corresponded on, and I think we said we'd do an email edit, and I tried to contact you, Dave. I wasn't able to do that.
Can we move this to, I hate to add this, can we move this to next week?
That'd be great.
Okay.
We do have some language.
Okay, and you'll have the language, and you'll send it around for the rest of us so we can review it also?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Point of privilege, Madam Chair.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I have to go in about an hour. This is Brian. I would ask that if we're going to do the KPFA budget tonight, then with the body's consent, that we take it up immediately.
That would go, yeah, because we have basically the other is from the reports from Liney, and the we have the other on the KPFK's policy on budgeting. Dave, would you consent to going to KPFA, or do you want to discuss that? That was like item C on...
If Brian has to leave, that's fine.
Okay. All right. And also, so then the next item is the analysis and discussion for budget approval on KPFT and KPFA. So we'll take A first?
Yes.
Okay. Does everyone have the A budget in front of you?
No.
Do you have a copy? Lonnie, did you resend that?
Is this the August 31st email?
Yes.
We just scrolled down to KPFA's budget, which is the second one from the top in that consolidated budget. And that would begin on line 288. So,
I'm sorry, is that the one that was sent on August 31st?
August 31st, yeah.
Thanks.
It's the consolidated budget, and KPFA's budget begins on line 212. And I thought I'd just talk it through.
Just a second, Lonnie. Let's kind of like talk about how we're going to do this. Okay, so the process you're saying that you'll kind of, you will go through A's budget as you have presented here, and then Brian, you'll comment or add, or how should we do this?
Brian, do you want to present?
It would be better, since you formatted the document we're actually looking with, if you did the walkthrough.
My
only concern is how we handled the variances we found about since the LSB approved it. So I can bring that up after you're done with your presentation.
Well, if it's okay, is that okay with folks using the consolidated? And if that begins at line 211, 212? Okay.
Okay.
Well, I won't go into detail on these budgets, and then I'll give you my recommendations. And then this is the budget that was passed by the LSB. There have been some changes since then, but at this point, this is the approved budget for the LSB, from the LSB. And what you have in this document is the budget being presented under at column CL, and then you have the budget for FY 2006 and FY 2005 for comparison. And I'm going to read from line 229, which gives you an idea on the revenue side. What are the differences between the revenue being proposed for FY 07 compared to previous years? FY 05, the total revenue, including listener support and CPB and other income, was $4.6 million in 2005. In 2007, the revenue is being proposed at $4,793,000. So roughly, about $150,000 increase in proposed revenue, which is, I think, doable for KPFA. I don't have an issue with the revenue projection. Salaries and related in the budget for 2005 was $2,094,000. And the budget for FY06 was $2,300,000, and budget for FY07 is $2,441,000. Salary increases at the station are an issue. And in talking with these folks and analyzing it, you have to look at gross salaries. What I just read was total salaries. A lot of that is increases in health benefit costs and in taxes and other things, but let's look at gross salaries. In 2005, gross salaries, that is without the taxes, without the health benefits, without the other stuff, was $1.5 million. In 2006, it's $1.7 million. And in 2007, the proposed budget is $1.8 million, up $55,000. Salaries are a continuing issue at the station. Management is aware of it. And at this point, I would say that there are three drivers for the station that make the budget workable. The salaries are going up, but the station has received over $750,000 in gifts, and that is will help KPFA through this year and part of next year. But after that, they will have to start planning now for what to do in a year and a half. Because without the gifts, the that came through this fiscal year. They had a restricted gift of $350,000. It's not usable. It's restricted. Only the interest can be used. So it's not ready cash. But they also received a gift, which we haven't gotten the cash for, but we've gotten the notice for, may produce $325,000 or so in cash. So without that infusion of cash, $325,000, the financial picture for the station will look very different. But since it is there, it does become a part of the operating budget for FY07 because it is cash. They will be okay and get through FY07. But after FY07, there are certainly some challenges. The major impacts on the budget this year and next FY07 have been legal. You'll notice that legal expenses in FY06 are like $300,000, likely more, and that's not all. There'll be more legal expenses as a carryover the next year of maybe an additional $50,000 to $75,000. Legal expense has been a major budget buster for KPFA and FY06. Without it, the station would be in much better shape. $300,000 is an awful lot of money on legal. So controlling legal expenses is just as important as controlling other expenses. On the development side, it's a steady. The increase is fairly small, from $406,000 to $451,000. Bottom line, and I'll close off and give my recommendation, that in FY06, the station was able to budget a surplus of over $400,000. In FY05, over $400,000. In FY06, they were budgeting at $190,000. And in FY07, the current budget that's approved is $103,000 or so. And then when you have says 96, because I was able to catch it, because there was an error. What does it mean to have budgeting with just $100,000 surplus? It means that the station would likely have to borrow from its savings and pay it back to pay bills in the following month of October. So my overall recommendation for A is that A has more resources than other stations, in as much as its savings come close to $900,000. But what is something that I feel we have to keep our eye on is that toward the end of FY07, the station indeed may have to dip into its savings for $300,000 to $400,000, and that means it'll start to draw down those savings in order to pay our current operating expenses. They'll get through FY07. FY08 does loom as a real challenge. And if KPFA, as well as other stations, have a bad drive, or as we see, shrinking listenership continues to be a trend, then all the stations that we work with here at Pacifica will have the same challenge. How to have budgets that were built up during periods of the in 03, where we had much greater income. And now we're in a situation where that income is flat or, in fact, being reduced on the listenership side. And that adjustments are going to be inevitable, I think. So my recommendation on A is to pass the budget, but with a proviso that the station identify its plan around FY08, and the reason that you have to do it now is because it takes a long time to make changes at a station, especially around salary issues and union issues and staffing issues, and you need a year's lead time. But we ask that they produce a plan to produce a budget in FY08 that is at least 50% of their 1 month expenses, and for them that would be around $175,000. Right now, they're budgeted $96,000. The proviso would require them to budget for FY08. Have a plan that such that FY08 would budget at least $175,000 to $200,000, at least half a month. and that budget be looked at in April to see if it's going to meet those qualifications. Anyway, that would be my review, and my recommendation for the proviso would be that the budget be passed, but there also be a plan presented to the Finance Committee in the period January and April for the FY08 budget that would show the ability to produce at least 1.5 months operating. And the board requirement, as you know, is a full month. And a full month for KPFA is $371,000. Okay, that would be a quick summary.
Thank you. Should I surf on that, LaVarn?
What's that?
Should I surf on that before we go
sure,
into discussion?
Sure,
I think Lonnie's basically got it overall. A couple points to clarify. The $325,000 coming in the major gift is a restricted endowment gift. We're also anticipating roughly $250,000 in an unrestricted gift coming from the proceeds on a sale in the home, but the $325,000 is not available for spending. The station's cash surplus as of the FY05 audit was $980,000, not close to $900,000. But, you know, overall, we've got a very thin budget here, a very thin margin here. Our business office has winnowed down just about every expense that they could find. Lois did a lot of work, renegotiated our phone plan, saved us about $30,000 there, changed our credit processing fees. You know, in terms of cutting expenses, now we're down to the part where it hurts. And it's a station that carries a large staff. The problem we run into is that the cost of supplying benefits goes up around 12% a year. The cost of living index in this area is currently at about 4.5% a year. And with $1.7 million in salary spending, that's a big incremental increase every year. Since the LSB approved the budget, which is a budget that shows a surplus, does, I think, have realistic fundraising goals. In fact, calls for a reduction in the number of days spent on air fundraising. There have been identified by Lonnie and Lois two formula errors in the budget that are $20,000 to the negative on the bottom line. In other words, what we thought was a $100,000 surplus when we approved this budget would actually be an $80,000 surplus with those corrections made. And based on our conversation in executive session, Lonnie, I understand you to be telling us that we will be spending roughly $35,000 extra in legal fees above the budget. Is that correct?
It looks that way. That's what the attorneys are saying, Brian.
So that would be a $55,000 variance against the bottom line in the budget that's approved by the local station board. In the budget that was presented to the LSB, there were two important contingencies related to salaries. One was a contingency leaving wiggle room for union negotiations, which are currently underway at the station, and another was a contingency for reducing
This is
Lynn
LaVarn, Brian. You know, some of the, you know, I would ask you not to give numbers on some of the other, like the legal and the contingencies. That would be fine.
Okay, I won't give numbers. And there was a contingency for a reduction of headcount to meet, obviously, increased expenses associated with the first contingency. I think we might want to consider recommending with the approval of this budget that management do a headcount reduction commensurate with the variances we've identified since the LSB approved it. The budget is based on a number of currently unfilled positions being filled for the entire fiscal year. Some of them are non-essential positions. I think if management trimmed them now, that could be done relatively painlessly and keep us at the budgeted bottom line.
So that would be the 103, Brian? Is that what you're saying?
I think when the LSD voted on it, it was like 98. Lois had found a formula error shortly before we voted on it.
Yeah, I have it here as 96,580, but somewhere around there, that's the number, that would be the target number?
I mean, basically, when the LSB approved this, they signed off on the spending priorities, right? And they signed off on the bottom line. Now we found some errors that said they were doing that on bad assumptions. I think the obligation here, if we're not going to take it back to the full LSB, which would kill at least another meeting for us, is to keep the spending priorities that are outlined in the budget and to keep the bottom line, and there's the wiggle room with those contingencies to do it.
Okay.
If that makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so the decision on the budget and the bottom line is that we do not need to go back to the LSB and that there are just some corrections due to the calculations. Is that correct?
Yeah, but, well, I guess what I'm wondering is if we're discussing provisos in the context of discussing budgets, if we should ask for management to exercise one of those contingencies to match the bottom line in the approved budget.
And the proviso you're saying in terms of KPFA is to look at headcount and headcount reduction.
Headcount reduction. There was a specific contingency for that in the budget.
Okay.
Is it open for discussion?
Yes. Just a second. I have a comment to make on the budget first. I still have a little concern about the income and listener support because there's a whole package that's developed, 45 pages, and I'm sorry you guys didn't have a copy of the whole thing. But in the projections for fulfillment in terms of in fiscal 07 of the pledge goals, I think that it does not look that realistic. Like on the fall drive in 06, I mean, through, I guess, now the fulfillment is 80%, but the projection for 07 is 90%. So that seems a little optimistic in terms of achieving that in 07. I mean, eventually, our fulfillment rate usually is very high, around 90%.
It's balanced over by carryover fulfillment from the previous year.
I hope. But again, you're just looking at the fulfillment against the one pledge drive versus the carryover.
Well, and remember, when that form was filled out, it was based on either June or July actuals. So everyone who signs up to pay in the installment plan when they pledge doesn't finish paying their pledge until a year
out. Right, that's right. I know there's carryover, and the fulfillment is there. It's just it's just not achieved in that fiscal year.
But when we start this fiscal drive, for instance, we will be taking in pledge income next year from fund drives that happened this year.
Right. If I look at the line here in terms the income, I mean, that should just be a separate line in terms of the carryover from prior pledge drives. But this specifically is calculated on the single pledge drive in 07.
Yeah, they fudge it that way. We're working on getting a better detailed breakout to show.
Yeah, that's a target. But again, that does impact income. So I have a concern about that. That's something we can work on. But again, overall, the income, and it's good to hear that you, in terms of looking at provisos and looking at contingency in terms of trying to make the plan whole, and the headcount is important, and it's also important at the beginning of the year for everyone to understand that, so there won't be concerns that are not, you know, concerns that perhaps are overreaching. But that's still a concern I have about the total income and the fulfillment rate that's set into the plan to be achieved in the fiscal year. Okay, so are there other questions? I mean, are there questions, comments, please?
Yes. Dave? Yeah, I just think Brian's idea is a really good one. I have become increasingly cynical about these pronunciamentos that we approve it, but something needs to change later. Even when we approve things like budget calendars, we don't really have a mechanism if the thing doesn't happen to do anything about it, you know, because whatever reticence there is to impose, I hate the word discipline, but to impose a change at a given time is still there at a later time, and it's sort of a matter of keeping it at arm's length. So since it's very hard to reduce staff once you've hired it, I like the idea of just accepting now that and starting with it, and then if things turn out better than expected, then you move ahead. But so I'm strongly in support of what Brian said. On the question of the amount of money that they're generating in surplus, that reserve policy that we had developed actually addresses some of it, and for a station that already had 3 months' worth of reserves, the demand for surplus would be reduced. But we still need to finalize that policy. But so strongly in favor of the recommendation to incorporate those contingencies now rather than a statement that, well, you have to do it later.
Okay, very good. Comments? Questions?
Oh, Brian, could you restate that contingency?
I didn't formalize it as a motion. I was hoping for people's better ideas, but it would be something along the line that move that we approve the budget with the proviso that management implement the headcount reduction contingency to the extent required to reach the surplus in the budget originally passed by the LSB.
By what date would you say? By the end of the fiscal?
Well, I was thinking they would make that happen by not hiring.
So hiring freeze is effectively to create the savings.
It would be up to manage. I don't think it's our place to tell them what to cut or when, just to say, hey, you know, we already know the budget's not going to make the bottom line, but you put wiggle room in there with a headcount reduction contingency. Use it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I second that.
Yes.
Actually, it doesn't
Or you said not in the form of not hiring, but not fulfilling open positions.
Well, I'll take that back. That's what I would do if I were manager, but I'm not going to tell management what to do. Just saying that they exercise that headcount reduction contingency.
So you're not going
to
say not hiring or not fill open positions,
yeah,
but headcount reduction contingency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that what you understand the motion that you seconded, Dave?
It doesn't require a seconding committee. I forgot.
Lonnie? Oh, never mind. Casey, can you, did you get the motion from Brian?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't.
I only told it to you two completely different ways. What's the problem?
You're recommending that the NFC approve the, is this a draft budget or the budget, proposed budget?
The budget approved by KPFA's local station board.
Approved budget, approved by, thank you.
With the proviso.
Hate that word. Okay.
That management, KPFA management.
Okay.
Exercise the budgeted headcount reduction contingency. Exercise the budgeted headcount reduction contingency. To the extent necessary.
Oh, man. Okay. Do you have this written down?
I could write it and mail it to the group if you want.
That would be greater if you could just email it to me for the minutes. Sorry.
I'd like to do kind of a substitute or amend the motion.
Well,
I got to finish my sentence first, don't I?
Well, that's what I'm waiting for, so I can put in my changes. But to basically to say that we would approve it at the next meeting and have management commit to the changes for our approval on the 18th.
Who's we, the NFC?
Yes.
I have a question.
Sure.
When you made this recommendation regarding headcount, did you have a headcount and salaries?
Yes, we did.
I think I sent the full budget package out to this committee, didn't I?
I don't know.
It would have been a while ago.
So I'm interested in knowing why it is KPFA had access to headcount and salary information and KPFK was not allowed to have it.
We worked this out last year with our budget. We worked with management and the finance committee, and we got through the whole thing with having the directors, PNB directors, having access to the information. We got the information from through the finance committee, the treasurers. We got it. We published it. So we're doing the same thing this year. So it was set last year.
All right. Just so you know, the KPFK treasurer was denied that information. So I'm sorry. This is not part of this motion.
That's insane.
No, we need to put a motion for the motion from the NFC that the treasurer would be allowed information.
I'm off track. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm messing up your motion.
We'll go back to Brian's motion. Brian's motion. So my substitute or amendment is to say that we would submit the request to exercise the headcount contingency and then submit the budget again for approval on the 18th. Have management commit to the change, and then the NFC would approve the budget next week.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think it might be clarifying to note that the KPFA budget does have a management contingency amount in it, and that's what Brian's referring to, that there was a contingency headcount reduction item in this budget. Now, the proposal, as I understand it, would be to have management exercise that contingency.
Right.
Yeah, the budget's good is what I'm saying. I mean, there's the room there. We just need to make sure it's exercised. And, management may want to wait to finalize a headcount reduction plan until it's completed union negotiations. That'll also affect expenses. So I wouldn't recommend it.
What's completed? Did you say union negotiations?
Union contract negotiations, yeah. So I would recommend that we not alter the budget that's been approved by the local station board in any way or ask for an alteration of it, just that we ask that management exercise the contingency that's already in there.
Okay, so
I think it'd just be simpler rather than bringing something back to us for a vote.
The whole proviso thing has been a nightmare for us, because at one point, I guess 2 years ago, we had about four budgets and no one knew what the budget was, and it was because of these provisos. So I think that somehow we could get some commitment from management without changing the budget.
Well, my position is that management
that the headcount contingency will be exercised.
My position is that management basically committed to that bottom line and then gave itself the wiggle room with two contingencies to deal with what was unknown at the time of budget approval. I'm basically putting this forward as a clarifying motion, saying management should follow through on that.
So the point is that...
The point is that the LSB votes on a budget with a surplus of $100,000 and the understanding that a couple things are still up in the air, when those things settle down from the air, there should still be a surplus of $100,000.
Which would take us to here's a sheet here that shows the delta from the surplus. So the delta in the is 266, so we would be down to 166, is that correct?
Sorry, what would be down?
You said there's a surplus of $100,000. So right
roughly.
Now in the budget, the difference, the variance from the expected 1 month surplus, well, the formula is $266,000. So the $100,000 will make.
You know, I don't look at that. I just look at net surplus after depreciation. The 1 month thing is still so murky to me.
Okay.
So that's what I'm referring to is the $100,000.
Okay, and that would take us to $221,000.
Now, I think it was keep the 103, 106, the 100,000.
What's that?
If I'm understanding it, since the budget was passed by the LSB, that figure was 103,000 or so.
I'm sorry, 103. So that would take us to 203. And
since that time, there has been a $55,000 reduction to that 103, and I think the impact of the suggestion would be it would go back to the 103 and managed by the mechanism of management.
I believe a $6,000 problem right before we voted on it. So what we actually voted through had a surplus of like 97. I can pull the document up if you wanted. But point is, I mean, we're talking minutiae on a $4.7 million budget here. But the point is they should hit that surplus target.
Right.
Okay. Okay, we're talking about the surplus and whether, and that's a critical part of the formula, whether you consider it to be an inducia or not. But so the number is 97 plus the 100, or it's something less than 97 plus the 100. Which one is it, Lonnie?
By the way, the moral of the story is it's not possible to make anything clearer. It's only possible to make anything less clear.
That's an axiom.
Now, what I'm saying, LaFarm?
Yes.
I'm not talking about the 1 month at all.
No.
The budget our LSB voted on has a bottom line.
I understand that, but Lonnie is talking about the 1 month.
Right.
So, well, you know, this
but we're talking about my motion.
Yeah. Right, but we're talking about what the number is. I'm taking it from your motion to what the number is for the surplus, which is what Lonnie is talking about. So, on the the surplus is now in the budget 97. Or there's another formula issue here that it's less than 97. Lonnie?
Yes, and that the exercise of the contingency option would get it back to 97. That's my understanding of what we're trying to accomplish.
Exactly.
Okay. So then the surplus would be 100, would be 97 total, exercising the contingency.
Yes.
Okay. Just need to understand that. Okay, fine.
This is Patty.
Sure, Patty.
I don't know if this is an appropriate question or not right now, but this is a gigantic salary expenditure. I'm wondering, does KPFA have annual reviews of the staff, employment reviews of staff? Does anyone know?
It's scattered. I get reviewed. It kind of depends on how on the ball people in various departments at the station are. But I also think that's outside the purview of this committee.
Well, actually, I think that in terms of evaluation should be part of, I mean, that's basically on the timeline or budgeted item, because the evaluation is key to salary increase if there is an increase or cost of living.
No.
So it's actually pertinent.
No, everyone's paid on the same scale according to the union contract.
Oh, the union contract is different.
Whether you
we're
do your
about.
Work or not, you get money. This is
point
that,
of order.
Just
okay.
A second. Just a second. Yes, Dave.
While I disagree that it's outside the purview of the committee, I don't think it's relevant to the motion before us.
Okay, but approving the whole budget of a huge salary, a line item that large, I'm curious, as I was in my own station, whether there are reviews of employees or not.
Their evaluations to determine. Okay, that's a very good question. So, maybe we can do a check at the next meeting. We can put it on the agenda to just get a check on where evaluations are actually done. But
I think the relevant question is actually
if it's actually part of the budget, other than union, which we know is schedule and it's through negotiation. Brian?
I think the more pertinent question is, are there reviews as to the continued necessity of the positions that exist? I mean, from a budgeting standpoint, you should be looking at the organizational chart and saying, you know, do we need these positions to keep the organization moving? Can the resources better be put elsewhere? Because presumably a performance evaluation, if it's negative, leads you to the conclusion that we need the position, but we need someone else doing it. It doesn't change your financial outlook.
But the evaluation of position is part of actually creating the budget. So when the budget was
right.
Created, the position is there. So hopefully there was some evaluation done or thought as far as putting the position on the sheet as a budgeted position in the
right.
In the following year.
But not
so,
the performance
yeah,
evaluation.
We're kind of into this circle here as to you know what should be done first. But yeah, when you do a budget and you put a position down, that you assume that there's been some evaluation to say that position is needed. But if that's a question, whether that's really been done, then you know this goes to not only, as you say, whether the position is needed, but you know also the evaluations of the individual's performance. And this is also an issue that, you know, is kind of outside of the committee, because we've talked about this in terms of the whole programming issue and actually doing program reviews also, which carries over the programming. But that's like a Pacifica issue and really outside of our purview here. So is there another question point?
Yeah. Oh, where are we now?
That's a good question. So we're at the point now where Brian had a motion. to say that.
I emailed it out to the Yahoo Groups list. I can read it off to you, too.
Go ahead.
Move that the Finance Committee recommends approval of the FY07 KPFA budget approved by the KPFA Local Station Board with the proviso that KPFA management should exercise the headcount reduction contingency to the extent necessary to maintain the net surplus after depreciation in the budget approved by KPFA's Local Station Board.
Okay, and there was a second by Dave.
That we vote on that.
No. Are there any other discussions? Is there an objection to the motion? Okay, so the motion is passed. Thank you. Are there any other comments on KPFA's budget? I'm sorry. So let's go to the motion the main motion actually had the proviso in there as far as approval. So I think we approved the KPFA's budget. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
We approved the KPFA's budget just now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there further comment? Shall we move the agenda?
I know.
Okay. We can go to, are we prepared to discuss T's budget?
Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Dave.
I was willing to defer that item that I'd asked on the agenda for Brian's convenience. But if we could, I'd like to address it.
Okay. Teresa, Lonnie, we want to go back to item C on the CFO report, the K's question on the policy for as far as planning, various planning factors in the budget.
No, it's not planning. It's some local finance policies.
Okay.
And basically the issue is...
Excuse me, Dave. So, Teresa and Lonnie, we're going to go ahead with this. Is this okay?
Okay.
All right, please, continue.
Yeah, so we have had a policy in place for the handling of petty cash and the rest, some of which came out of some historical things that happened at K. And our manager is on sick leave, and the people who are the business manager and her assistant and other people who have had certain authorities are receiving from National instructions to change those policies. And they're just not clear on what their chain of responsibility is. My understanding is that we approved a dotted line reporting relationship to the CFO, but other than that, the national office, I don't think has any direct supervisory authority over our station personnel. As I understand it, some of these are issues of, policy that are supposedly uniform throughout the network or are desired to be. But first, I'd like to be sure that when any policy regarding local finances is transmitted to to our staff that the Finance Committee gets CC'd on those things so we're aware of what's happening. And second, I'd like to ask if there's any objection from the national office to delay these things until we have our management back in place, because right now everything's up in the air, and to be changing procedures at this point is, I don't think, the wisest thing to do without our permanent manager able to weigh in on it.
You referring to petty cash?
what are we doing?
Are you referring to the petty cash thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's a sensitive issue.
Right, and we may want to go do executive session.
Yeah, well, I don't think we need to do executive session, but I will say this much as to I've gotten reports from KPFK that certain receipts related to petty cash were not being presented, and the business manager brought it to my attention. And I think that is in my purview. I see myself as responsible for the finances of this network, whether it be at the station or not. And that as far as procedures are concerned, the procedure is to protect the funds of the network, no matter who has them. And in this particular case, just the beginning of the process, and I'm going to look into it, but if there's a persistent pattern where receipts, when requested, are not forthcoming for money spent in my procedure, my ruling at that point. It was just today, as a matter of fact. I'm surprised. I said, well, we want to put, tell the business manager, the business manager wanted to take over the petty cash funds until the receipt situation could be worked out. And that seemed reasonable to me. And I approved it. And I'll investigate it and I'll come back. And I'll let the committee know what I found. But I do believe that bringing it up on a call like this is not appropriate. That if there was an issue, then they could have picked the phone today and called me. And we could have done it and worked it out. But this makes it a political issue as opposed to a finance issue. And it sounds like National Office is arbitrarily making changes and not telling anyone. And I reject that characterization of it. It's doing my job. And if they're doing their job by being concerned when they can't get receipts for expenditures of network and station money, that's their job. And they should report it to me. And so we'll have a look at it for the time being. Now, what you have at K is an odd situation where a petty cash at every station is in the hands of the business manager. At K, it is not. And that works when it works, but when it, it should be in the hands of an accountant who will be very much concerned with keeping records. And they were saying their records weren't being kept properly. So I said, well, you guys take over the petty cash, because they're writing the checks for petty cash, and then we'll look into it. So that's really how it sits right now, and I will look into it and see what is the situation.
This is LaVar. I'm sorry, I had to step away for a second. But the issue, Dave, did you have another comment on this?
Yeah.
Can you just make it kind of short? Because it seems like something that the Acton Station Manager and Lonnie need to work out. And if there's a policy that we need to put in place as far as who handles petty cash at the stations, I mean, we need to do that. But go ahead.
Point of order.
Yeah.
If we discuss this any further, I want to go into executive session.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I want Dave to answer it in a short and very shortly.
As a policy issue, the board approved the following statement, that there is a dotted line reporting relationship. That's not a supervisory relationship. The manager supervises the internals. And the job description of the CFO in the bylaws is very clear and doesn't include this. So if the CFO is going to be dictating finance policies inside the station, then I think we need to have some clear policy statements granting that authority.
This subject is I think, you know, in terms of what Lonnie's responsibilities are, and I think we can take this to a personnel committee, or we can talk about it in executive session, or we can talk about it openly, but not at this time. But the concern that you have, I thought that you were presenting this as a concern at this time that perhaps required immediate attention from Lonnie.
The question is the policies that are being asked by the national office to be implemented at the station in the absence of the manager, is it okay for them to be changing the way that money is handled at the station in the absence of the manager? That's a policy question. And it's urgent because they're being asked to do it right now.
I would prefer that this be a discussion, be an operational discussion, and since there doesn't seem to be any policy at this time that can come out of the Finance Committee to address this issue. So it seems operational, and that this is something that your station need to work with Lonnie and with Gumo on.
Yeah,
there's some concerns about this. And then if there's some policy that can come out of this, then we can bring it to the National Finance Committee.
Dave, it seems like you're asking for a delay. Is that what you're basically saying?
That's until we can work out the issue, yes. That would be very helpful.
All right, that's fine. Let's do that.
Great, thank you. And then we'll deal with it however you like.
Okay.
I don't even know what this issue is.
Do we want to discuss it further, or Dave, could you talk?
I can brief Casey. Casey, you can call me and I can brief you on it.
Is that okay, Casey? Or?
Well, that'd be nice, yeah.
Okay, so you have your commitment on this, Dave?
Casey's tone of voice suggests that there's something unusual. I received a phone call minutes before this call. That may be why she's not been notified yet.
Okay. All right, then. So we'll just put an action item there. Okay. Should we move back to discussion of the budget, of T's budget? Okay. Let me just do a time check, Nia. It's about 7:05, and do we want to be through at about 7:30, perhaps? So, Lonnie, how many minutes do you think you need to discuss to cover it, and then we can discuss and ask questions?
Yeah. You know, all I would have to say about T's budget is that they have a major expense in terms of the new transmitter they're ordering and bringing online, and I think that's a real positive outcome, so that they can have they're doing two things: they're digitizing the transmitter at the same time, upgrading and getting a new one, I think, ordering one from Italy, I think, or Austria, I forget, and that's a very positive one for not only the listeners but for revenue. Reach for the larger transmitter is important in a spread out sort of city like Houston is. In the budget is a joint fundraising venture for the $100,000, and with that joint fundraising, it's key to their budget, and they should be okay. As a matter of fact, we just processed a check for the transmitter of $32,000, and those funds are not in their budget. So it's new fund, new monies, in a way, because it had been something that they had applied for last fiscal, and it just came through this fiscal. So the funds are coming in, and other than that, I think that T's budget, in terms of being sustainable, and in terms of it being a budget where I can see that the new source of the revenue with a new transmitter and a digitization project. It's good. I can see an increase in their revenue streams. Also, you know, I understand they've been named the best radio station in Houston. All you know, it seems positive. They're positive developments at that station. So on their budget, I've looked at their revenue projections. I understand they had a pretty good summer drive, even though some of the other earlier drives had some difficulties. But I recommend passage of T's budget as is.
Brian here.
Oh, Brian, okay. Just a second, let me just ask. Teresa, do you have anything to add, or Sandra?
Pardon me.
Sandra,
I
don't have anything
to add at this time.
Okay, Teresa?
I don't have anything to add.
Okay, Brian?
Want you to kind of walk us through how the support from the national office works. It looks like you're showing $100,000 coming in from the national office,
yeah,
and a net surplus before depreciation of $109,998. So does that $100,000 stay with KPFT?
Yes, it stays with them, and it helps.
Is that their cut of the fundraiser? Is that what that is?
Yeah, we're doing a joint fundraiser with them.
So then the money coming from the direct mail campaign isn't going on their listener support line. It's going down there as support from national office.
Yes, it is. And,
okay.
Yes, because we're using the mailing list, and we are mailing to a national audience. And they're also doing a mailing to their local folks. And in this particular case, the proceeds of $200,000 will go to T. It'll be more. They were doing a million piece mail.
Wait, you said proceeds of $200,000 will go to T?
$100,000. Yeah. And,
so why does that get booked as capital rather than income?
It's booked as an offset to income, offset to expenses, a negative number. Down in the cash and capital section?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's because it's coming... It's not part of their. They use it in their operating budget, but they didn't generate it from the operating budget, so it's an offset from their to their expense. In this case, the particular expense of this transmitter.
So, but it doesn't actually represent a loan or a transfer of reserves.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions, comments?
This is Dave.
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I started to say it last time, but I really feel that, you know, and you've mentioned it, LaVon, the idea that the national office gives individual stations chunks of money. You know, I can understand when they need it, the national is trying to provide that service. But if you look at the national office budget, it calls for them to raise 90% more this year than they did last year. And to repeat, none of the funds are included allow for any research, development, or doing anything new. I had thought that they had a quiet campaign underway and were under the impression that they were going to be able to raise the money for that transmitter, which is substantially less than $100,000 from what I understood, locally. And in fact, the last I'd heard, that campaign was going reasonably well. So the one question has to do with how much, and the other question has to do with the general idea of the national office providing funding specifically to individual stations. Essentially what that does, since all the stations are making equal contributions in central services as a percentage, is it means that certain stations are subsidizing other stations, but without that being made clear in the budget.
Bonnie? I'll just follow up something like Dave said. You know, maybe if it's, you know, we can clearly see on a spreadsheet, or I'll pull it off the spreadsheets here, you know, how much, you know, the central service contribution is for each station in the budget for 07. And back to, like I said, I really applaud the national office in terms of doing the listener support and raising revenue. However, in the mail drops, like we've said, I mean, there I believe is a capability to determine where the contributions generate in terms of within a station area, within the station areas, and that perhaps, you know, we need to look at a policy of some type of revenue sharing on that, and when the revenue or when the support comes from within the listening area of each station, and that therefore when we give like $100,000 or the $100,000 flows from the national office, like Dave is saying, it's not clear in terms of the real source of this of the income. I mean, it's maybe, you know, what percent of that is actually from the T's listening area, or with BAI with $200,000 going there. And then if we could just see that and then clearly show, you know, where the support is going to the station, and as Dave said, basically the other stations are supporting. And I know the KPFA LSB actually passed a motion saying that, particularly with the BAI situation, that they do not wish to support raising or sending funds to support about commitment to look at how the operations are going before they can or make some changes there, or to make sure that, you know, it's not necessary to send funds from one station area to another. But anyway, that's just a little more information on that.
I don't do that characterization. What we're doing at C is Donna Platt. We actually this idea came up from NFCD when we were talking here. And the idea was that and several other stations are looking at it, which is the stations, in order to deal with shrinking listenership, they ought to reconceptualize themselves as regional broadcasters, not one city broadcasters. Because what we found as we had done mailings in the past is that people who don't even get to hear the stations in the local area, ones that don't pick it up on the network, are willing to support what they consider to be a local or regional effort. So we're mailing it to states all around Texas and outside New Mexico, those kinds of things, because they're on national lists. ACLU members, nation subscribers. So the concept is that T can do their local mailing, which they will, but also we would do from the national side a regional mailing to 5 or 6, 7, 8 states in the area, where Houston would be a city that they would consider in their region, and then we would simply split those funds. So I would not characterize it as a gift from the national office. The reason we're doing it is because we have some
experience. I don't believe I characterized it as a gift. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was talking about, yeah, it's really trying to fill the gap that stations have, where if the local listeners' support is going down, what do you do? The one answer we're experimenting with, a T and Donna's idea, was a good one. That we are, you know, people in the whole Houston, not just in Houston, but all in other states outside Houston, will see us as their regional broadcast, and we are one of the better stations.